So for that portion of Americans like Santorum, who for some idiotic reason have a problem with gay people, gay marriage sends them around the fucking bend. It just flips them out, which raises the questions, what's the problem? And who cares? We've already allowed gay people to adopt kids, so the ball game is basically over. If you wanted to raise any shit on this issue, that's when you should have raised it. If you didn't, just move along. And after 9/11, you can't tell me that gay marriage is the biggest worry we have. Oh no, the gays are getting married. Let's go to Code Orange. By my calculations, on the list of things we have to fret about, gay marriage is on page 12, after Are We Eating Too Much Garlic as a People? And I think it takes a lot of balls for heterosexuals to make a fuss over this issue, considering 50% of us can't even stay married. It's not like we have a lock on this institution. For all we know, if gay marriages were figured into the equation, the divorce statistics may even go down. That's actually one of my secret dreams, because it would be a hell of a kick in the ass to the religious right. But back to reality. Just what did our illustrious 43rd president, one George Walker Bush, contribute to this argument? A proposed constitutional amendment stating that a legal marriage has to be between a man and a woman. As with many of his ideas, this was a very, very bad one. After all, 1,000 years from now, we don't want the next civilization to unearth our culture and find this sort of legislation. I mean, after they take 5 months surmising what Ronald McDonald was up to, burgers and children, what was the connection? They'd take a look at the Constitution and they'd say, look at this. Marriage is between a man and a woman? These people were so fucked up, they actually had to write it down so they wouldn't forget. So why do Bush and his Christian buddies believe marriage is between a man and a woman? Because it says so in the Bible. The Old Testament, to be exact. Of course, they've forgotten we have a thing in this country called the separation of church and state. Or, as I like to call it in layman's terms, the tough shit law. But they also seem to have forgotten that the New Testament is the Christian Bible, and the Old Testament is the Jewish Bible. Please allow me to speak on behalf of my people. Keep your fucking Christian right noses out of our reading material. Now, to be fair, there's a good reason why the Old Testament states that man must marry woman. It's because at that time, the Jewish people weren't civilized, and the Bible was, in large part, written for that very reason, to civilize people. So the leaders were forced to come up with a God who was such a prick, he could keep those peckerheads in line. And I don't want to get any mail about this, but we were, as a breed, only 10 hairs away from being baboons back then. So they came up with this really scary God and a list of rules, and they told everybody that God was there to enforce those rules. They needed to do this because as the Jews were wandering around willy-nilly in the desert, one of them no doubt led a camel up to a rabbi and said, I met her at an oasis, and it's been wonderful. She looked at me in a way that I've always wanted to be looked at. We're in love, and well, Rabbi, we want to be married. And the rabbi said, perhaps you didn't notice, but she's a fucking camel. Then he went back to the other rabbis and informed them. Son of a bitch, we have to come up with another rule. Today a guy came back with a camel, and yesterday one of them showed up with a snapping turtle. God knows what's going to happen tomorrow. We've got to get these people on track. Hence, the man-woman marriage rule in the Bible. But just because it's in a religious doctrine doesn't mean we, as a non-secular country, need follow it. After all, Americans must never forget that there is a much higher law that governs us. The tough shit law. It's really a good one.